Recently, we learned the devastating news that it's kind of the end of an era, honestly. The city of Meriden shutting the doors on its volunteer fire unit after more than a century of work. And according to the mayor, it was a couple of things. One had to do with a lack of volunteers. We just didn't have the bodies to actually man that department. But number two had to do with the amount of money to fund the program. It was about $70,000, if I can remember correctly. And so I wanted to talk about, on a broader scale, is what we're seeing in Meriden going to happen in more towns and cities across the state of Connecticut? Joining us back on the show, Comptroller Sean Scanlon is here, our fiscal watchdog for the state. But I actually want to start there, Sean, because I want to be honest with you. I was a little surprised when I had reached out to the state fire commissioner and she recommended I talk to you about this. Could you talk about the connection between your role, obviously, in the state, but also the investment in supporting firefighters in Connecticut?
Yeah, well, this issue is both a little bit personal and professional for me. So my grandfather was a firefighter in New Haven. And for a time in my life, I grew up thinking that I wanted to be a firefighter. And I did some stuff with that as a high school student. But from a professional standpoint, my office runs the health plan for a lot of firefighters in our state and the retirement for a lot of firefighters in our state. And so starting back in 2023, I really started to work with the fire service here in Connecticut on looking at recruitment and retention. And we did a statewide survey that a guy in my office named Brandon Young worked very, very hard on, where we contacted each and every city and town in Connecticut and did a census of what was happening with the fire service. And what we found, which is a segue into what's happening in Meriden, is that there has been a 63% drop in the number of active volunteer firefighters just since 2017 in our state. And as a result of that staggering decline, I think, sadly, we are going to see more and more South Meridans happening in our state. And it's why I'm really proud to be working with the fire service to figure out what our game plan is going to be as more and more of these volunteer departments struggle to recruit and retain the people they need to show up and put out fires.
This is what I was worried about. And look, I want to kind of focus on some of the things that we have seen in our state just in the last year. Look, we're coming up on the fall. It's very hard to overlook what happened last fall. Limitation Mountain, that was several weeks of trying to put a brush fire out. Not only do we need it felt like hand on deck from Connecticut, we had fire departments coming in from Canada, New York, across the country. I mean, it was insane. And this is so not the time for us to be losing fire departments. And I want to speak to the importance of specifically volunteer fire departments.
My report that showed the 63% reduction in volunteer firefighters it also talked about trying to explain to the people of Connecticut what kind of fire departments we have. We really have four kinds of departments. There's municipal fire departments, with volunteers, right? Those are totally volunteer. There's career, right? Which is about 17% of the fire departments, meaning there's full-time firefighters who are getting paid every day watching over your city or town. And then there are combination departments, right? Which is about 22% in the state, where there's some volunteers, some career. But the volunteer departments, Melissa, is 61% of the fire departments or towns in Connecticut are represented by a volunteer fire department. And when those 61% are seeing a 63% decline in their volunteers, you don't have to be a math whiz to know that there's a big problem in 2/3 of the communities of our state. And that's why I think this is relevant to everybody in Connecticut. And it's a crisis that nobody is really talking about, and I'm trying to shine a light on.
Do you think we are going to see more of these departments shut down?
I do. I do. And I think that that's going to be really difficult for people to process. You know, Meriden is a good example where while this is really sad and there's a long history of South Meriden Fire Department being an institution in the community, Meriden as a city has had a career department for a long time. And so there is not going to be any interruption of service as a result of this South Meriden Fire Department closing, because they've got coverage from the career department. And in fact, a career engine has been in the South Meriden Firehouse responding to calls in that area for several years. So the good news is if you're listening in Meriden, you know, don't be worried that you're going to see less response to fires. That's not the case. The real problem is in communities that don't have that combination, right? So that are just solely the volunteer departments. And that's where you get into trouble. And I think that that's where we're going to have risks. And I think it's where we need to look at some ideas that maybe are a little bit out of the box, right? Which is it time for Connecticut to explore regional state-run fire departments? So if you live in rural Connecticut and you've seen this precipitous decline, should we have firefighters that are paid for by the state or paid for by the CROGS, like the local council of governments?
Like almost like a state trooper is? Like a,
exactly.
So you like create almost like that. Mm.
Yeah, right now in most of the towns in Connecticut, there's what's called a resident state trooper. So it's that the towns pay the state police to police their communities and respond to 911 calls. A lot of other states in the country do a model like this, but should we have a Connecticut State Fire Department where there's, you know, five firefighters sitting in a firehouse up in Litchfield County, and if there's a fire in one of these small towns, they're going to be there to respond to it, and we're not going to have to rely on a dwindling number of volunteers. You know, South Meriden is a great example. I read this crazy stat, which is that in the 1990s, they had 50 volunteer firefighters. This year, they were down to just four people mm-hmm. responding to calls, right? And that's not safe for them, right? That's not safe for firefighters to respond, you know, down with manpower. And it's not safe for the people who are relying on people to come and put out their fire when the fire happens. So, like I said, it's a public safety crisis in Connecticut. I think the good news in a place like Meriden is that this is not going to deteriorate any coverage. There is professional career coverage that's there because of the Meriden Fire Department. But this is a big problem when you're going to start to see rural towns that just have volunteers closing their departments. And I think we have to start planning for that now. Is it time for Connecticut to explore regional state-run fire departments? So if you live in rural Connecticut and you've seen this precipitous decline, should we have firefighters that are paid for by the state or paid for by the CROGS, like the local council of governments?
This is an idea that Comptroller Sean Scanlon just presented just here on WICC. It is not public knowledge just yet, so you're getting the inside scoop. You're welcome very much. And the reason we got to this conversation, which we're going to continue in just a moment, is what happened last week. We learned that after 117 years, Meriden's volunteer fire department is shutting down in December. Part of that is because of money. Part of it is because we have such a shortage of firefighters to man that department. And so I had asked Comptroller Sean Scanlon, what is the state doing about our ongoing issue of volunteer firefighters, but also what can the state do about it? And this is one of the solutions he's looking at. And what I want to know, Comptroller, is what does the state think? The governor, other lawmakers, what are their thoughts on this idea?
Well, the R word regionalization is really scary to a lot of people, and it's a political third rail. But when you actually stop and talk about examples of regionalization, people sort of say, oh, that doesn't sound too scary. Or frankly, we sound like we need that, right?
So, right. I think that's how you advertise it. It's the state police, but for firefighters. Like, to
exactly.
me, instead of using regional, I would say, you know how we have state police? We'd have state firefighters. Like, that's what I
exactly.
call them.
And I think that that's a conversation that we need to have and one that I want to have. And I'm putting out a big report next month or the month after on the property tax in Connecticut, a big problem that we could probably devote hours of your show to. But part of what we're looking at in this study of the property tax system or the brokenness of it is what do we need to do to change the way that we fund municipalities, right? And so to your point, right now, how the state police works is the towns pay the state police to police their communities. The concept is the same for the fire service and for EMS. And I just think we can't have the response times be very long for life-saving things in our state. And we can't have a system in which, you know, only a handful of firefighters are showing up to fight a fire without really risking lives, both of citizens and of people that are volunteers as a firefighter.
And I think something else that could be really attractive with this comptroller scanlan, and obviously it'd have to be fleshed out and we'd have to obviously see what the whole plan would look like. But one of the other big issues, unfortunately, that volunteer firefighters have faced, especially in recent years, is that they have a lack of updated equipment, updated fire trucks. And I think that's something else that people would like to look. I think everybody, when you get down to it, I would hope has the heart to say, I want great firefighters. I want them to have the best equipment. I want them to have the best engines, all of that. But are they aware that to have that, we have to fund that? So I think, as if that's not already, I think, an attractive idea for the state to really consider. I am wondering if you were to create state firefighters, almost like a state police, do we also include having, because you never hear about these things needed for the state troopers or even for municipalities, for their police departments. I mean, sometimes they do, but I think we hear it so much more with firefighters, the need for new gear, new equipment, new engines, or at least up to date, not archaic systems. And I'm wondering if having state firefighters, that would relieve some of that issue too.
Yeah, I mean, I think these problems are all interconnected, and I think they're all really important for us to figure out. And I think that as you see more and more departments like this closing or struggling, I think it's going to incentivize us to maybe have some conversations that people know we have needed to have, but have been afraid to have because they have been historically fraught, with political controversy. At the end of the day, you and I were talking about this offline. Connecticut, I think, is lucky that we're still not in the most toxic of political climates, right?
Yeah.
And Democrats and Republicans can and still do work together. That's also really clear on the local level, where it's sometimes hard to tell the difference between a Democrat and Republican because they're just neighbors who are volunteering to serve on boards and commissions, and they're talking about non-political issues like trash and firefighting. I think we are going to be in a position to maybe get this figured out better than other states that have just descended into political toxicity. And my hope, while knocking on wood, sitting here in my desk, is that we can have an earnest conversation about this and put aside the politics and just do what's right for these communities that are going to be facing some serious challenges if we don't figure this out.
Comptroller Sean Scanlan, I want to thank you so much for always giving us the time, but also for personally staying focused on this and professionally and trying to find solutions. Definitely am going to look out for, obviously, that report that you said is coming out in a month or two. I know that has to do more with property taxes, but this certainly falls under that category. But also give us any updates if anything comes, especially with the idea of, like, I keep calling them state firefighters. I just think that that could be a real solution that we could get into place sooner rather than later to solve some of these issues. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's always good to talk to you.
All right. Again, that is Comptroller Sean Scanlan right here on WICC.